only son. He fell in love with a bailiff's daughter who lived near Islington. When his parents came to hear of his foolish courtship blind, they sent him away to London town and apprenticed it him bind. To study books and learn the law, no comfort could he find. The girl I love, I'll see her more, she still runs in my mind. And when the year had passed and gone, his mates got leave to play, and back on the road to Islington, the laddie stole away. And the maid, she's dressed as a beggar maid in a tattered gown of grey, and she's up to fair London gone with the sun high in the day. And the maid, she stopped to rest a while, the day being hot and dry, and there she spied her own true love as he came riding by. Took his horse by the bridle ring and drew him gently in, saying, "Give to me one penny, sir, to ease my weary limbs." "Where were you born?" said the well-bred youth. "Where did you come from?" "In Islington, kind sir," she said, "where I suffered many a wrong." "Oh, if you come from Islington, I'm sure you can't but know. If the bailiff's daughter be dead or alive, come tell me if you know." "She's not alive, but she is dead, and in her grave so low. She's not alive, but she is dead, these 3 long months or from my father's land with a fame that riches hold. So take from me my milk-white steed and my saddle and my bow, and I will go to another land where no one me will know. But when she's seen the grief she's caused in the telling of the lie, the maids cast off her beggar's clothes revealed before his eye. Oh, she is not dead, she is alive and standing by your side. Your loving maid, she is alive and ready to be your bride. Fly away grief and welcome joy 10,000 times to me, for I have found my own true love that I thought I never would see. Fly away grief and welcome joy 10,000 times to me, for I have found my own true love that I thought I never should see.